Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazon Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazon Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Greg Karam. Greg, the Mets are selling autographed photos of Wilmer Flores crying on the field. If you could have an autographed photo or piece of memorabilia from a weird and or sad moment in Mets history, what would you want?
Well, I don't even have to wish I had one of these things. And so it's funny that you should ask. Back in 2006, I was dating my wife. We were watching the game. And she was watching it with me. And, you know, the Eddy Chavez catch happened. And it was the greatest moment, you know, ever. Right? You know, forget about what happened afterwards. But, like, to my wife, greatest thing that ever happened, and a shared moment. So, you know, that Christmas we were exchanging gifts, as we did then, and what I got was like a 3-foot by 2-foot poster of the catch signed by Eddy Chavez. So I'm getting that in December 2006. It was too soon after.
Oh, give me a break.
It was too soon.
Come on. That's like an awesome, you're just like humble bragging. It's an awesome piece of Mets memorabilia.
I'll tell you what, it has grown on me as time has gone on. But in the moment, you know, you're like, no, that was not great.
I have the photo like framed of him making the catch. Well, on my desk.
But like that play, that game has grown on you as a fan over time. In the moment, you know, you're just like, because you're still in 2007, 2008, like everything's just like crappy. But then you have 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then you look back on that moment and you're like, oh, that was the best it was ever gonna be as a Mets fan. That was the peak.
So you're coming up with an actual answer to this question, which I do have, unlike your...
Come on, that's a good story.
I mean, it's the kind of stuff I like. I love seeing, like, I feel like every autograph show now, somebody comes up to, like, Gaylord Perry and has him, like, sign a tub of Vaseline or something. That's, like, a popular thing. The ones that really weird me out are, like, the dual autographs of, like, photos of the ball going through Buckner's legs that, like, both Mookie Wilson and Bill Buckner have signed.
Whoa. That would be weird.
I mean, I guess you got to get your money somehow. He played in the 80s before really big money came into the game. But that's always weirded me out a little bit. But the one I'm going for, so there's this, I think he's a New York City artist, maybe he's a British artist, Richard Prince. Like, his whole shtick is he just takes Instagram photos off the internet, blows them up, like, adds a bit of text to them, and sells them for, like, $100,000. Has, like, a very lucrative career doing it. It's, like, every bad thing you've ever thought about modern art, basically sort of in one over. But to that... to that end, I just want a giant, like, series of photos, like, blown up We Follow Lucas Duda Instagram photos signed by Lucas Duda.
That would be good. That would be good, because that would show his personality and his sense of humor that doesn't always come across.
I like that there's a commitment to, like, from Curtis Granderson et al., like, not trying to compose these photos or make them look good at all. It's just blurry Instagram photos of Lucas Duda doing things.
It's totally creeping.
Yeah. So this is episode 134 of Amazing Avenue Audio, the return of the LOL Pen Edition.
Oh.
Yeah, what need I say more?
Yeah.
So the agenda is basically your emails. I've been doing a lot of media hits about this team recently. I don't have a ton of things to say. Otherwise. And your emails pretty much covered anything I would have put on the agenda anyway. So we'll dive right into those. And the bullpen does come up, Greg.
I would imagine it would.
Right at the start, actually. But of course, before we do emails, we do housekeeping. This is Amazing Avenue Audio, episode 134. Amazing Avenue Audio is the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. Find us on the internet at AmazingAvenue.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Amazing Avenue. Join our Facebook group at Facebook.com/AmazingAvenue. You can find the podcast on iTunes. Just search for Amazing Avenue Audio. You can listen or subscribe right there. I encourage you to do both. I also encourage you to rate and review the podcast. Find the podcast on the Stitcher app, download directly from blogtalkradio.com/AmazingAvenue, or listen to the embedded player that goes up in the podcast post at Amazing Avenue proper. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Paternostro. My co-host this week is Greg Karam. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Karam. That was the housekeeping. These are your emails. Of course, you can email the podcast at podcast@AmazingAvenueAudio.com. And we get right into it with an email from David. Hey guys, really enjoy the podcast. Outstanding work. Keep them coming. One friendly suggestion, and please don't take offense, can you let us know in what minute ranges you talk about wrestling so we can skip them? I did enjoy wrestling up to age 14, but you know, we're adults now. I digress. One, regarding the bullpen. I see Verrett was just called up, which should help. But are we overlooking a decent in-house upgrade in Zach Thornton? He's got comparable numbers to Verrett, and most impressively, he's only given up 2 home runs in 52 innings in the PCL. He's also given up less hits than innings pitched, which in the PCL is decent. Further, though, he's walking over 3 guys per 9. That's a bit inflated due to 5 intentional walks. I don't think he'll be lights out, but for low-leverage spots, this is the kind of guy that could help in September. Should be able to keep the ball in the yard, get some ground balls, and retire some righties. Thoughts? 2. If you could only drink one type of cocktail for the rest of your life, what would it be? For me, it's a Manhattan or a 7-7, which I realize is kind of an old lady drink. But I'm interested to hear your responses. Best regards, Dave. So, the Mets have lost 4 out of the last 5 games they played, Greg.
I agree.
And all 4 of those games were winnable games that were lost by the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly, the offense needs to take a little bit of blame here, especially against the Pirates pitching.
I agree.
We've covered this before on the show. This is I think we both agreed that the bullpen was going to be sort of the cause for concern coming down the stretch.
Yeah, I was on 2 weeks ago, and I think that was our main concern at the time. And it's proven to be
concerning.
True.
It's concerning.
Yeah, when Logan Verrett is the savior, you're in trouble.
Now, Bobby Parnell was the culprit in 2 of those games, and he is gone now. And I do think, as you said, Verrett, you know, I don't want to say he's the savior, but he's a marginal upgrade the rest of the way. But you can't always get 7 innings from your starters, Tyler Clipper, J. Arizfamilia. You know, Robles, Carlos Torres, Verrett, they're all going to be expected to get big outs down the stretch. And that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And look, they're not the only team that has this issue. How many teams go 7 deep in a bullpen that you're confident in? You know, if you're not the Royals, the Pirates, or the Cardinals, you're 4-7. Is probably a little frightening. And, you know, those are the 3 best teams in baseball, probably. The Mets are not that. They're not one of those.
No.
But one thing is, it does feel to me like other teams are more willing to churn the back end of their bullpen than the Mets are. Like Gil Martin, Robles, it took them, 3.5 months to cut bait on Alex Torres?
Yeah.
Other teams, it feels like they're more aggressive with their 40-man and 25-man rosters, and the Mets just aren't. You know, this front office, this organization, they're very conservative. They really kind of try to leverage every spot. But there are options here. You know, they can start training the back end of that roster to find something. I know it's only 2 weeks until roster expands, but I don't know how much that really helps you. You're talking about Dario Alvarez and Vic Black.
Yeah.
You know, those aren't the names you need to try right now.
It's a tough situation because I think their best options are actually the pieces that they want to use in the rotation to spread out the innings. You know, like I've talked about in the past, is like a Steven Matt.